This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown.
Number 10.
You know, it's different than 2012, I think. You know, it's definitely cool to do it at home for the team in 2012 and for the fans to be there for the first ever division title. But this one was satisfying as well to do it here against the team that was the defending champion in the division. But I would say probably a little, you know, and it is crazy down there, but if you can believe it, a little more subdued than had they done it at home or when they did it in 2012, because I think there's a sense for many of these guys, they've done it now twice.
Yeah.
And, you know, this is just the first step. I mean, because as great a season as this is, if they don't advance past the first round of the NLDS, there's going to be a sense of disappointment here, I think. So I think that everyone in that room feels they have the club together to make a deep run here and hopefully get to the World Series.
There's the radio voice of Washington Nationals commenting on their clinching the division this week as the season winds down for baseball and all eyes that are interested in baseball turn to the playoffs. Sports talk radio conversations about Major League Baseball and the foolishness going on in the NFL. Number 10 on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show, the TRCS, for the week ending September the 19th. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome in to our countdown as we review the top 10 talk topics of the week. Folks at Talkers Magazine, which is part of Talkers.com, profiling talk radio, the news talk radio industry, monitoring the talk radio programs every week, hosts, and the kinds of things that put together make a pretty good, pretty stimulating conversation, let's hope for most people. And every week at this time, we count down from number 10 to number 1, Major League Baseball. Again, number 10.
Number 9.
Number 9 focuses on yet another investigation of what went on in Benghazi. Here's host Bruce Wolf talking to Congressman Peter Roskam of Illinois about new information taking center stage at this week's hearings.
The week got kicked off in grand fashion for the select committee because of this revelation that you have a Watergate-style operation alleged to have occurred in the basement of the state department, where they were going through documents and deciding which ones should go to Congress and which ones shouldn't. But what was your take on these revelations, and where does this committee go from here?
Well, where the committee is going is reviewing what's known as the Accountability Review Board report. In other words, this is the self-appointed State Department review of the events around Benghazi. The Democrats have basically had this theme of, look, all of these questions about Benghazi have been asked. All of them have been answered. And this is cumulative, and this is a completely unnecessary exercise. And obviously, the exact opposite is true. The more you look at Benghazi, the more questions that come. So today, we're going to be focusing in. There will be three witnesses. One is going to defend this Accountability Review Board document. One is going to criticize it. One is going to say, well, there's some other things that you need to be looking at, but there's some internal inconsistencies within the ARB and weaknesses within it that we're going to explore.
Well, we're getting close to the election, and you can tell this kind of stuff is all about electioneering. However, it is disturbing, it would seem, a lot of people, whether they've connected the dots or not, to the corruption and the dishonesty of this particular administration, or maybe just corruption, dishonesty, and politics go together. But certainly this week, with more revelations about the IRS cover-up and the VA cover-up, the VA thing has been big all week long, mostly because of the same excuse being given, and it's pretty much the same excuse here. Oh, the email is all gone. We don't know where it is. It disappeared, poof, into thin air. Let's think everybody is really stupid. Okay, so that's number 9.
Number 8.
Number 8, focusing again, or continuing the focus on illegal immigration. Here is host Matt Patrick talking to an analyst named Bob Price about the numbers dropping back drastically on the number of illegals, both adults and children, crossing, at least at the Texas border.
we've reached some kind of arbitrary goal that was set, and I know they publicly came out and said, you know, here's our goal. We've reached that goal. Do you believe that the National Guard should stay where they are? Do you believe that there will be yet another surge into Texas?
I think there will be another surge of the illegal immigrants coming up from Central America again as soon as the weather starts cooling off, which we've already had the first cold front down there now. So I think we'll see that coming back. Certainly the Guard should stay in place, actually not stay in place, should expand out to cover the entire border. You know, Rick Perry said he was sending the Guard down there to secure the border, and that was never true. They sent the Guard down there to secure a very small section of the border. And we'd like to see them expand that to cover the entire border.
Well, you know, we're reading a lot of liberal-leaning, you know, periodicals that, okay, you've done it. You've stemmed the surge. Time to get everybody out of there. I guess they want the border reopened and porous once again. You suggest the weather, and maybe that is true. I suppose there's a certain amount of truth to that. So let me see if I understand this correctly. All of the violence and the drug cartels and the gangs that caused all of these people to leave the, you know, the third world nations of Guatemala and El Salvador and Honduras, they're going to tolerate that just because it's hot, and that's why they're not coming across the border?
Well, you have to remember one thing is that the National Guard wasn't sent down there to deal with the children that were coming across the border. They were sent down there to deal with the drug cartels and the other criminals, the human smugglers that are coming across down there and deal with that issue. So in that case, you know, that certainly is not weather dependent. What I was referring to is the flood of children that will be coming back, I think, after the weather subsides, the heat subsides. But, you know, clearly the effort is working down there. When you cram 2,000 more bodies into a very small area of space in a short period of time, you're going to have impact. But, you know, once again, if you're only blocking one small piece of the border, what about Laredo? What about Del Rio? What about El Paso? All those places and all the space in between there where the border is still just wide open. Anybody can cross it anytime they want to.
All right, so if you have comments about this story or other stories, you're welcome to pass them along. If you move quickly while we're on the air, you can do it at 888-302-DOUG. Otherwise, email to Doug at DougStefan.com or Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. Up next on the countdown, the number 7 item, and there's a lot of fear attached to it. You'll figure out why in just a moment as the Talk Radio Countdown for this week continues.
Bellawood Flooring has changed its finishing process. So for the first time ever, Lumber Liquidators is clearing out their current stock of Bellawood at unbelievable prices. Get Bellawood Red Oak Solid Prefinished Hardwood for an incredible $2.99 per square foot. That's over 30% off already low prices. Even stunning solid Bellawood Bolivian Rosewood for an amazing 51% off. These are not seconds. This is first quality with a transferable 100-year warranty. So go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find the store nearest you. Special 18-month financing is available. But hurry, these clearance deals end Tuesday.
All you ladies and gents out there enjoying the smooth sounds of the interwebs radio, Geico's got a special dedication to make. This one goes out to the inventors of the mouse. Because of you and your rodent-inspired design, people can click on over to Geico.com to pay their bills, manage their claims, and live lives of pure savings. Mouse Masters, you've clicked your way into our hearts for good. Enjoy this next song. It's going out to you. Geico, 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Join the Good Day gang and enjoying some BuzzBox coffee, and let's make a difference one cup at a time. We need at least 1,000 listeners who love coffee to join in helping us buy some dairy cows for thousands of children in need around the globe via World Vision, and also to support my Eastleigh farm. Good Day coffee drinkers will change lives of people around the globe forever. To get the best of the best coffee you've ever tasted, it's USDA organic, shade grown, top 1% Arabica grade, fairly traded, and more, go to DougStefan.com and click on BuzzBox. The first pound of coffee is free.
Shaquille O'Neal for Icy Hot Advanced Cream.
I know all about living with pain. After 19 years of pro ball, man. But now I'm feeling awesome. Icy Hot Advanced Relief is the real deal.
Icy Hot Advanced Cream has two maximum strength ingredients to last up to 50% longer. Works great on shoulders, backs, knees, even arthritis. Icy to dull the pain and hot to relax it away.
Come on now. Advance past pain and get on with living.
Icy Hot Advanced. Available in cream and patch.
Pain over.
Use only as directed.
Number 7. This week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the number 7 item, as I suggested a few moments ago, has to do with a lot of fear, the news coverage that's not accurate, information that's not accurate, the world community being concerned, and perhaps there's a good reason for that when it comes to the Ebola virus. Here's host Ray Dunaway talking to a medical analyst named Dr. Kevin Dykhouse about what makes this outbreak different from previous problems.
What's the takeaway from all this? I mean, there have been outbreaks of Ebola previously, and it's been fairly well contained. What's our status on this now, Doctor?
Well, this outbreak is quite a bit different than previous outbreaks. It's really unprecedented. The Ebola has been known for years, but the usual story is it burns through a small community in Central Africa. This one has actually gotten into West Africa, and what's unusual about it is it's gotten into urban centers, and the magnitude is just simply beyond what we've seen before.
Quarantine is really, I mean, yes, granted, I guess they're working on a serum. In fact, there was a trial that I guess apparently was successful down in Atlanta. The containment's about all you can do, isn't it?
At this point, interrupting the transmission cycle is the most effective approach. There are some experimental treatments, true, which are showing some promise. But with an outbreak of this magnitude, really, it's infection control and preventing transmission to the next person.
And I know there are a lot of people who, for example, I think there was a raid on one of the containment facilities, and the folks who were infected broke out, and so there you are. To this point, Doctor, the only way to transmit it is through contact with bodily fluids, right? But there was a piece in the New York Times over the weekend in which one guy said because it mutates, it can mutate and become aerosolized so that it can, you know, be transmitted through the air. What's the status of that?
Well, at this point, that certainly hasn't been proven. What we do know is that certainly in the vast majority of patients, this is transmitted through direct contact and direct contact with body fluids or someone who is directly sick. Hospitals in the U.S. are really prepared for this. We are screening for patients who are presenting with symptoms of Ebola and have the appropriate epidemiologic factors.
Correlative to this, you may have heard the bodies of 8 officials and journalists who went into one of these remote villages in Guinea to dispel rumors about the Ebola outbreak gripping the region. The bodies were discovered after a rock-throwing mob attacked this delegation, claiming that it had come to spread the illness and thus killed all of them. The delegation had left for this village earlier in the week. It was supposed to be a community event to raise awareness about Ebola. And the spokesperson for the group understood he apparently escaped, explained this angry crowd descended upon them. Several officials managed to escape, alert the colleagues that were coming after them, but the ones that were there early were all killed. In the delegation was a regional health director, a pastor who came to offer help in whatever way he could, several journalists from radio stations in the area. The only survivors were a couple of children, a 5-year-old son of one of those who went. So 2,600 plus people have been killed thus far in Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone. Government scrambling to figure out a way to contain it. The United States, as most of you know, and the discussion has been controversial on talk radio programs this week, whether or not we ought to send 3,000 soldiers into the region to build containment facilities. That's the number 7. Issue number 6, then, would be next.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number 6.
Doug Steffen continuing with our overview of the top 10 talk topics of the week on the countdown. Number 6 focuses on Scotland. Here's Christiane Amanpour reporting with correspondent Becky Anderson after the BBC announcement that Scotland voted no to a rather large degree, no to leaving the United Kingdom.
We have breaking news in this incredibly hard-fought Scottish referendum on independence. British media, and we stress British media, is now projecting that the No campaign has won, that the staying in the Union, better together, has won, according to British media at the moment, that the Yes campaign for independence has come up short. Now we go straight to London, where the British Prime Minister, David Cameron, has been pushing, of course, for a no vote. This is probably the moment of his career. We'll be speaking later this morning, he will do, when the outcome is known. And for more, Becky Anderson joins me right now from outside 10 Downing Street. Becky.
Christiane, no sign that anybody is up here behind me at 10 Downing Street, but I would hazard a guess it is a hive of activity behind that closed door. And a sense of relief, one assumes, if indeed, as British media are suggesting, that the union stays together and there is no breakup, there is no independence for Scotland going forward. We still don't know that. Let's not get ahead of ourselves, but as things stand at present, with more than half of the councils in at this stage, it does look as if the No campaign or the Better Together campaign has won out the day. And if that were the case, it'd be quite ironic, wouldn't it, really, because his nemesis, as it were, the former Prime Minister of the Labour Party, Mr. Gordon Brown, who sort of flew into this No campaign towards the end, may have been the man who sort of broke the camel's back so far as the Staying Together or Better Together campaign was concerned. Do remember, though, the British government has conceded in the dying hours an awful lot so far as powers for Scotland are concerned. Some will say that as nearly half of Scotland votes for a breakup, but not quite half, this is independence in all but name. You get practically everything they wanted, as it were, without the downside, without all the sort of murky, we don't know what would go on with the currency. We don't know what would happen with the EU entrance, what would happen with Trident, what would happen with the military. So a lot to discuss still.
In terms of discussion on this, I think it's interesting that that short pause was me looking, actually, at how sweeping the majority was, far wider than had been forecast. So the voters reject independence from the UK. This was a 307-year-old union. The outcome was a bitter blow to those who had mounted this hard-fought campaign. It took a couple of years to get around to this, but the history is very strong, shared for all these years, and so the results show the depth of support for secession. 45% of voters backing the creation of a sovereign state, so obviously turn around 55%. Most people, I remember talking about this week myself, thought it was pretty close, too close to call, 50-50, 51-49, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. That just goes to show you another issue here, another way of conversing about this. Most of the opinion pollsters are pollsters related to the big companies here in America, and they just weren't accurate. They were not right on. Who knows whether there's a difference in talking to people in Scotland, understanding the issues or not. But anyway, the bottom line is Scotland's secession does not succeed. All right, so we'll pause for a moment here in the countdown, then get to the top five items, including election year politicking year.
The top radio countdown.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. UnseenNow's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
Is your money manager giving you safety and security? Wouldn't you like to make your money work harder for you? Then you should consider joining BillsGang.com, where thousands of individual investors have successfully profited.
This year I'm up 60% on my portfolio. Following your system has been fantastic. I've been with you for about a month and a half now, and I'm already up 7%.
I've been in the business for a long time, and you're really one of the best I've ever heard.
Well, I just want to let you know what a great teacher you are.
For over a decade, PhilsGang.com's Phil Grandy and Donald Cogswell have been teaching, coaching, and investing right along with all Phil's Gang members.
I want to thank Donnie for Market Wrap. I bought 2,500 shares of AUI and sold it this morning at $820 profit.
Why not join thousands of satisfied Phil's Gang customers today? Go to PhilsGang.com, PhilsGang.com, or call 877-600-4264. That's 877-600-4264. Call today.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, here to review the items that are on the top 10 top topics list. That's really alliterative, isn't it, huh? As we proceed along now with the number five item.
Number five.
The midterm elections, November, and the sort of skullduggery going on already. Some of the advertising, the amount of money being spent by people on the election, that sort of thing. Here's host Steve Scott with Congressman Steve Israel of New York. They discuss the role the state of New York is going to play in the November election cycle.
Well, we often think of New York as being inconsequential in determining the congressional balance of power, but you see that differently.
Oh, I absolutely do. New York is going to be a real pivot point. We have several New York members who are in competitive elections. We have Congressman Tim Bishop in Eastern Long Island, who's been a real battler for the middle class. We have Congressman Sean Patrick Maloney, who has also been fighting the good fight for the middle class. Congressman Dan Fay in Syracuse has also been so critical to our efforts to stand up for the middle class. And Republicans have some of their own competitive elections. Mike Grimm, who many people know, has a 20-count indictment against him, who has been who's had to spend most of his time trying to figure out how to defend himself from an indictment, and not enough time figuring out how to defend the people of his district. And Chris Gibson and Tom Reed, who represents the southern tier of New York. So you put it all together, and you have a multiple competitive environment in New York.
You mentioned Michael Grimm, the Republican from Staten Island, the troubles he's facing. Some say that's an automatic for the Democrats.
In this environment, there is no such thing as an automatic, and I don't get complacent about any race. What is intuitive is that many voters remember that the Republicans who have the majority in the House of Representatives are the ones who shut down the government, who tried to shut it down over a woman's right to go to Planned Parenthood, who played with the debt ceiling, who now will not reauthorize the Export-Import Bank, which is critically important to small businesses and medium-sized businesses in New York. So voters do remember those things, whether they go to the polls or not remains to be seen. Elections are about two things, message, but also what's happening on the ground. And so we have a very vigorous field program that reminds voters door-to-door, household by household, that if they want to reward Republicans for shutting down the government, vote for a Republican. But if you want to elect a Democrat who's going to stand up for the middle class, vote Democratic.
4 years ago in the 2010 midterms, I think Republicans gained 6 congressional seats in New York. It's oftentimes tough in the midterm election of a sitting president. In other words, that president's party. It's sometimes tough in the midterms.
There's no question about that. And the average loss of the president's party in the midterm, according to history, is 29. So I wake up in the morning and I think about lots of things, mostly my district. But at the back of my mind is the fact that the historic average loss of seats in the president's party in a 6-year midterm election is 29. But we have a new history in this going into this election, and it is the history of Republicans who will not allow college students to refinance their loans, Republicans who will not pass legislation to require that a woman get paid the same as a man for equal work, Republicans who shut down the federal government, and Republicans who will not pass an infrastructure investment because they're too busy providing tax incentives to companies to outsource jobs overseas. You put that all together, and our Jumpstart Middle Class program, our agenda for the middle class, putting the middle class first in the first 100 days of a Democratic majority, should be sufficient, to particularly in New York, to elect Democrats.
Number four, continuing the focus on the countdown in the political realm, moving it ahead, fast forward to 2016. Here's host Robert Reese talking about Mike Huckabee leading in the polls in Iowa, and why Reese thinks that that means the way we hold primaries needs to be changed.
There's a story out from Christian Science Monitor's website, csmonitor.com, and they say the Mike Huckabee leads in Iowa. That shows what's wrong with the Iowa caucuses. So the fact that Mike Huckabee could win the Iowa caucus is a reason to end the Iowa caucus. I was like, what? And I was kind of surprised to see that. It's coming from Christian Science Monitor, they'd usually be the ones who are backing Mike Huckabee. But what they bring up is that this is that one of the reasons why this is not a good representation of the country is because they're saying there's no way that Mike Huckabee would lead in any other state. There's no way. And you know what? I kind of understand that, but that's also part of the reason why I think we ought to get rid of this state by state by state by state by state primary process. Mike Huckabee definitely has a lot of strong support here in Iowa. Does that mean this is what I think it just points down to? Just once again, I just can't stand it. And I know every time I talk about this, people say, well, Robert, you don't understand. If we didn't have first in the nation status, none of the politicians would come to Iowa. Well, they wouldn't come at the rate that they come now, that's for sure. I don't know if they would ignore the state completely, but at the same time, I still just don't think it's right when you get about 8, 9, 10, maybe 15 states who basically decide the primary candidate. There's 30 states that have no say in the matter whatsoever.
The number three item this week has to do with what went on in Australia. If you haven't heard the story, this comes from a discussion at our affiliate KQTH in Tucson, Arizona. Host John Justice talked to counterterrorism expert David Gartenstein Ross about the ISIS plot that was discovered and foiled in Australia this past week.
My understanding with this is that there were allegedly members of ISIS inside of Australia that planned to kidnap people on the street and then behead them in the country and release those videos. Is that correct or not?
Yes, that's correct.
What's I guess my first off, but and before you get into it, it just seems we were in studio. We were kind of going Australia. That seemed odd, an odd place for this to be, for this plot to be almost carried out in. That's where kind of my first head went to in regards to this, and I'll let you go from there.
You've had terrorist plots in Australia before. You've had a number of Australians who've gone over and joined the Islamic State. There is a presence of extremist Muslims in Australia. It was something that I was able to see during my last time in Australia, which was early 2011. This plot, I should say, actually is almost identical to a previous plot that was broken up. The previous one was an Al-Qaeda linked plot, although perhaps an Al-Qaeda inspired plot would be the way to put it. It was in Britain, where the perpetrators planned to kidnap not a random person, but a soldier, and specifically a Muslim soldier, and behead him on video. This was instead a random Australian. Same thing, designed to sow fear, to bring those pictures that we see in the Middle East. Back the previous plot in Britain, it was during Al Qaeda in Iraq's rise under Zarqawi. That's a predecessor organization to the Islamic State. Now it's inspired by the Islamic State, but it's taking those pictures of captivity, humiliation, and ritual slaughter, and to bring them to the West. That is what the goal is.
Wow. There you go. There's some. There's a real get down to brass tacks. Food for thought, as it were. We'll pause for a moment here in the Talk Radio Countdown Show, returning with the number two and the number one issues this week.
Talk Radio Countdown.
A world without breast cancer is a world with more birthdays. And by signing up for the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk, you will help us get there faster. Because you're helping the American Cancer Society make the greatest impact and save more lives in more communities through groundbreaking research and access to screenings for women who need them.
Walk in Making Strides Against Breast Cancer, because you can help us finish the fight. Sign up today at MakingStridesWalk.org.
Little Bo Peep has lost her sheep because someone broke into her apartment and stole all her sheep, not to mention a 50-inch flat-screen TV. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped her with renter's insurance, and she got full replacement. She has since trained her sheep to do voice impressions of various attack dogs, and now feels very safe. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Join the Good Day gang and enjoying some BuzzBox coffee, and let's make a difference one cup at a time. We need at least 1,000 listeners who love coffee to join in helping us buy some dairy cows for thousands of children in need around the globe via World Vision, and also to support my Eastleigh farm. Good Day coffee drinkers will change lives of people around the globe forever. To get the best of the best coffee you've ever tasted, it's USDA organic, shade grown, top 1% Arabica grade, fairly traded, and more, go to DougStefan.com and click on BuzzBox. The first pound of coffee is free.
This eczema is driving me crazy. All I do is... No matter what I use on this dry, itchy red skin, I can't stop...
Introducing the first eczema lotion from Cortisone 10. It contains the strongest non-prescription itch medicine to relieve the... Plus 7 moisturizers to help heal severe dry skin. Once you start using it, you'll stop the... For good.
Ah, that's better.
New Cortisone 10 Eczema Lotion. Feel the heal.
Little Jack Horner sat in a corner of his ransacked apartment, wondering what kind of nitwit steals a futon. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped him with renter's insurance, and he got full replacement. Unfortunately, little Jack Horner had to have his stomach pumped when he ate a six-month-old Christmas pie. Visit Geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Number two.
Number two issue this week. Again, a focus on terrorism, as was the case with number three. This time, the focus is against ISIS, the coalition against ISIS, and whether the U.S. can get a group together. The president said there were like 40 different countries as of Thursday night that were on to this. And let's see. Here's the president after the Senate and the House voted to support his plan to arm the Syrian rebels.
Today, the United States continues to build a broad international coalition to degrade and ultimately destroy the terrorist group known as ISIL. As part of the air campaign, France will join in strikes against ISIL targets in Iraq. And as one of our oldest and closest allies, France is a strong partner in our efforts against terrorism, and we're pleased that French and American service members will once again work together on behalf of our shared security and our shared values. More broadly, more than 40 countries, including Arab nations, have now offered assistance as part of this coalition. This includes support for Iraqi forces, strengthening the Iraqi government, providing humanitarian aid to Iraqi civilians, and doing their part in the fight against ISIL. Here at home, I'm pleased that Congress, a majority of Democrats and a majority of Republicans in both the House and the Senate, have now voted to support a key element of our strategy, our plan to train and equip the opposition in Syria so they can help push back these terrorists. As I said last week, I believe that we're strongest as a nation when the President and Congress work together. And I want to thank leaders in Congress for the speed and seriousness with which they approach this urgent issue, in keeping with the bipartisanship that is the hallmark of American foreign policy at its best. Now, these Syrian opposition forces are fighting both the brutality of ISIL terrorists and the tyranny of the Assad regime. We had already ramped up our assistance, including military assistance, to the Syrian opposition. With this new effort, we'll provide training and equipment to help them grow stronger and take on ISIL terrorists inside Syria. This program will be hosted outside of Syria in partnership with Arab countries, and it will be matched by our increasing support for Iraqi government and Kurdish forces in Iraq. This is in keeping with a key principle of our strategy. The American forces that have been deployed to Iraq do not and will not have a combat mission. Their mission is to advise and assist our partners on the ground. As I told our troops yesterday, we can join with allies and partners to destroy ISIL without American troops fighting another ground war in the Middle East. The strong bipartisan support in Congress for this new training effort shows the world that Americans are united in confronting the threat from ISIL, which has slaughtered so many innocent civilians. With their barbaric murder of two Americans, these terrorists thought they could frighten us or intimidate us or cause us to shrink from the world, but today they're learning the same hard lesson of petty tyrants and terrorists who've gone before. As Americans, we do not give in to fear. And when you harm our citizens, when you threaten the United States, when you threaten our allies, it doesn't divide us, it unites us. We pull together, we stand together to defend this country that we love and to make sure justice is done. as well as to join with those who seek a better future of dignity and opportunity for all people. And today our strikes against these terrorists continue. We're taking out their terrorists. We're destroying their vehicles and equipment and stockpiles. And we salute our dedicated pilots and crews who are carrying out these missions with great courage and skill. As Commander-in-Chief, I could not be more proud of their service. As I told some of our troops yesterday, the American people are united in our support for them and for their families. And as we go forward as one nation, I'd ask all Americans to keep our forces and their families in their thoughts and prayers. Thanks very much.
The president on putting together this coalition, one of the things that a lot of people don't focus on is what's in these areas. This is the old, if you study this when you were looking at ancient history, the old area called Mesopotamia. And it was conquered by the Romans. A lot of very important monumental art is there, scattered across this area, which is now northern Iraq, eastern Syria. Much of that archaeological wealth is under the control of the extremists now, and it's one of the other ways that they're getting their money to continue. They control a lot of oil, they control banks, and a lot of this stuff that's up there is either being destroyed or sold on the black market to continue to afford them the ability to make the pushes that they're making. 51 minutes after the hour now on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show, I'm Doug Steffen.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number one.
Number one this week on the countdown, according to the research at Talkers Magazine, the domestic violence problems, the NFL and all of the various members of their tribes getting into trouble. Here's an excerpt from a program I did on my weekday Good Day program. With me is Rich McFadden. We're talking to Dr. Tracy Kimball about why she says the NFL's approach to punishing players in domestic violence cases is as complicated as these legal cases themselves.
Well, I think the whole issue of domestic violence is a complicated world because you have people who, in the name of love, harm each other, and then when all the warning signs say, no, don't go back, that you see people running back and just like Ray Rice Whitehouse, she says, you know, this isn't, we're going to prove to the world that this is love. And the problem when you have that type of a dynamic going on is that it's very difficult to go in and stop or help to end a cycle that's obviously very destructive.
Especially if you have other women, wives of players, who basically say, well, you know what, this is what we understand the problem to be, and we sort of support her. And it isn't just in the NFL now. This is a countrywide, worldwide problem that is getting worse, I think, anyway. For me, it seems to be
worse. It is. You know, it's been running. I've been in this world for 20 years, and 20 years ago, the statistic in the United States was 1 in 4. Women are faced with abuse, and you have to remember that abuse is what would be considered the worst kept secret, that those of us who live in it are really good about keeping the secrets. Now the statistic here in the USA is 1 in 3, and that actually lines up with what's happening with the rest of the world according to the United Nations.
So in this circumstance, the punishment isn't enough, obviously, otherwise things would stop, right? The punishment doesn't fit the crime, so these people, especially the privileged people in the NFL, can figure a way around it because they're important football stars, after all. They're not regular people, so they can do this, and people say, oh, it's more important to play the game, get him back on the field. The whole focus on football is nonsense.
Dr. Kimball, the NFL hired a 3-woman panel to help them, help guide them through this. Do you really think that a panel will be able to go into the locker rooms through the management of the teams and help them understand what's happening?
Is that the plan?
Actually, I think that, you know, good for them that they're at least trying to make a little bit of a movement. One of the things that is known about the cycle of domestic violence is that we're not talking about a demon or disease. We're talking about a learned behavior. Mm-hmm. So these men who are boxing on their women were probably little boys who were either abused, which I'd be very curious to know if all the cases that we're looking at right now are victims of child abuse and are just growing up and being normal. But also it shows that if the healing cycle is really going to happen, it takes men getting involved. It takes men teaching other men mm-hmm. how to treat exactly. women. That mm-hmm. mentorship that needs to be put into place.
All right, here's a talk radio interview that contains a conversation with Gloria Allred, a lawyer in Los Angeles. Here she explains why she thinks Commissioner Goodell has to go.
I did do a news conference today with Christina Spivey and Clarence Watley, and Christina alleges that she reported to NFL Commissioner Goodell that an NFL Denver Bronco football player had committed an act of violence against her while she and the player's girlfriend, Rashida Watley, were sitting in Christina's car. And Christina stated that Goodell said that he'd investigate the allegation and get back to her. She never heard from him again. And Clarence Watley is the father of Rashida Watley. He alleged that he also contacted NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell by sending him a letter on August 22nd, 2008. In the letter, Mr. Watley alleged that Commissioner Goodell had been aware of numerous allegations, including police reports, that an NFL player had been abusing his girlfriend. That, by the way, was Mr. Watley's daughter. He complained that despite these allegations, the Commissioner Goodell never even bothered to conduct an investigation, had not interviewed the alleged victim, Mr. Watley's daughter, or any witness or member of the alleged victim's family. And Mr. Watley never received a response to his letter, but 6 days later, the NFL reduced the suspension it imposed, you know, on this player against whom the allegations were made. So our point was that the failure by the NFL and Commissioner Goodell to conduct a full, fair, and timely investigation of serious allegations against an NFL player can lead victims and their families and members of the public to conclude that the NFL is only interested in preserving its own image and brand and cares very little about violence against women and children.
The NFL and domestic violence, most talked about item this week in the world of news talk radio, so let's recap here. The new Benghazi investigation, number 9 after Major League Baseball coming in at 10. Number 8, immigration concerns. Ebola, number 7. Scotland, number 6. Midterm elections, 5. Presidential race, number 4. The Australian plot foil, number 3. ISIS, number 2. And the NFL, number 1 on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.